Initiating transmission. Data received. You are now plugged into Action Features.
Here we go.
You ready for this?
I mean, y'all ready for this?
What? I don't know what the line is.
Y'all ready for this?
Y'all ready for this? Are you all ready for this?
Are there other lines?
I don't know.
I don't think there are.
There isn't. What do we got in snacks? All we have is those sweet and sassy chips.
Sweet and sassy.
You don't like those, do you? They're
crispy and tasty also. I don't know which one they are.
You haven't eaten any of these.
I haven't had any of them.
You haven't tried them?
The word sweet turns me off when it comes to chips.
They're really not. It's more like just a barbecue.
It's a barbecue?
It's like a tangy barbecue.
I'm not a big barbecue fan.
You might like them.
I might. I might have
That's
to,
all we got.
I might have to break into something.
So you're gonna have to do something. Hey everybody.
So tonight, is episode 24.
24,
show. I'm sure of it this week.
We're going to go 24 hours with this show.
In real time.
In real time.
Yep.
This will be the first one. It'll be hour long in real time.
Yep.
No edits.
No edits.
Yeah.
It won't be the first one with no edits.
It won't be the first one. There have been very few with any edits. I think there's only been maybe one.
There's only been one, and that's because of technical difficulties.
Yeah, the last one.
Yep.
Which I never even listened to that back. I listened to it in the car when it was not edited.
Yeah.
But I didn't listen to it after you edited.
It didn't.
Did you do a good job?
It didn't sound bad, but because we wanted to keep the small wonder talk,
had to keep that.
Since we talked that, I couldn't edit it to where it made sense. So it's all of a sudden like Gil's there talking to us. So
you can't cut out small wonder.
No.
Every lunch break now, you're forced to watch.
I have to watch. We get two episodes. We get two episodes in.
We're cranking through them. We're almost. We may be done with the first season. There are probably a few straggler episodes.
Oh, I hope not.
I'll bring the season two in tomorrow, just in case.
Jeez.
We still don't get the premise of the show. He makes the robot girl. He works for a robotics company, but then he just keeps not telling anybody they made this robot girl. They're doing all these elaborate schemes.
Our fans are dropping off by the second. We keep talking about small wonder.
We gotta squeeze in just a little tiny bit of small wonder.
I want people to start watching it so we can be in on this.
I do too. I don't get it. We're flabbergasted every episode by what's going on.
They could avoid so much trouble if they just said, you know what, this is a robot girl.
He should just tell everybody.
I made a robot girl.
He'd make a ton of.
I'm a genius.
He'd rule the world, basically.
Who wants to hire me?
Who wants more robot girls?
Who wants to pay me $1 million?
I don't have to limit myself to just little girls.
I can do
boys.
I can
make full size people.
I can make full people.
Full size people.
He'd be.
They're gonna have robot strength.
Filthy, stinking rich.
But no, he'd rather hide her.
He'd rather hide it.
Have all these troubles, but then treat her meanly the entire time. Put her in the closet and say.
Oh, Vicky. As a matter of fact, today he was like, "Oh, Vicky, this is all your fault."
Go get in the closet.
All of this is because
cupboard.
All of this is because of you, Vicky.
Yeah. Go deactivate.
It's because of her.
Get in the cupboard.
She didn't ask to be created by you.
No, and she doesn't ask to be hidden as a child. She's a robot girl.
She's a robot girl.
All right. Anyway.
Okay.
I want to talk about this iPhone update today.
Okay.
Because it's also messing with the podcast.
Uh oh.
I didn't tell you about this.
I didn't know about it.
So this morning I saw on my iPhone. I'm like, oh, iOS 6 is up. I need to download the update. You know, see what the new features are, or whatever. And so I did it on my phone, and it said, hey, you're going to need a 50% charge or plug into an outlet. Did that, and then for some reason it, like, wanted me to plug into iTunes afterwards. I plugged into iTunes, but then it, like, erased my whole phone, like, all the data on my phone. It went into recovery mode or something. And so it basically, the update didn't work, and it messed up my phone, and I lost, like, all my pictures and all my contact stuff and everything. But thankfully, I usually do a backup. I plug it into my computer, and I do a backup. And it saved all my pictures and everything like that. But anyway, with this new update, they've taken away the YouTube thing and they've made you download a YouTube app, and it's not as nice. I've noticed a lot of glitches so far. But the thing that really upsets me, and it affects the podcast, if you go to iTunes to look for podcasts now, you can't listen to podcasts just through iTunes on your iPhone anymore. You have to download the podcasts app to listen to the podcasts on iTunes through iOS 6.
So the whole update was just to...
And
make it inconvenient.
Exactly. And the podcast app is garbage. Yeah, I can't get anything to work. Like, it just keeps, I'll look up Action Features on there, and it won't, like, look up anything. I'll look up another podcast, and it won't find anything. It's just, like, the worst app ever. It's got, let me see what, it's got way less stars than we do.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
It's gotta be bad.
It's gotta be horrible. But it's got less stars than us. Well, let me read you some of these reviews for this iPod podcast app. Give me a second here. I downloaded it. I tried to do anything on it. Nothing would work. It made my other apps not work. It like wouldn't let me get updates while it was still on my phone. It was terrible.
I don't need the extra stress.
Yeah, don't. I love my phone. I really do.
I'm sure. Yeah, it's great for something.
It's got 1.5 stars, this podcast app. And now you have to have this app. If you want to listen to podcasts, you have to have this app.
I would be surprised if Apple listens to those ratings.
Yeah, I would be too. This guy says, had to install this with the iOS 6 update. Now my podcasts continue to stop during playback for no reason. Please fix. Podcasts don't always download. They sometimes show up as downloaded and then don't play. Let's see, this review is under the updated version 1.1. This app is terrible. Playback is a catastrophe. Garbage. It was bad before and you made it worse. And it just goes on and on and on. But you're stuck with this now. So if you listen to Action Features through iTunes, don't do the update iOS 6 just yet.
They might not hear this.
They might not hear this in time.
They might not hear this episode.
Oh, my goodness.
They're trying to listen right now, and they can't get to
Who's
it.
Who's in charge here?
Eckhart, sir.
Oh, God. That's cool.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right, so that was my little mini rant.
All right.
Word of the wise, watch out for the iOS 6 update if you like podcasts.
Yep. Or iTunes.
You got anything else you want to talk about?
No, not really.
I should give the backstory.
Yeah, just tell a little bit, yeah.
All right, so we all know that Warner Brothers is trying to do the money grab.
We all know
Avengers.
That.
We all know it. They're like, Avengers made money? We have a superhero team called Justice League. Let's just crap it out.
Yep.
So they're going to do a Justice League movie, or they're trying to do a Justice League movie. And at first, the rumor going around was that they were going to do like a reverse thing of Avengers. I've got gum in my mouth. Hang on.
I do too.
I'm spitting out.
Go ahead and enjoy it.
It's rude. No, it's rude.
Well, I'm like Raphael.
You're crude.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and have the gum.
Okay.
If it gets annoying, then let me know.
Well, I'll let you know. It's annoying. It's annoying.
So this guy comes up to me on the street and he goes, you got any gum?
Like that.
You got any gum?
Ah, you're doing a Norm MacDonald impersonation.
That's Norm MacDonald doing David Letterman.
Doing Turd Ferguson.
During David Letterman.
So
yeah, Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name. Yeah.
So the rumor was that they were doing a reverse thing of Avengers, where they're going to do a Justice League movie and then use that movie to spin out the other characters, with the exception of maybe Superman, since Zack Snyder's Superman is going to start up next year. So I don't know how they were going to handle that. But it was going to be a starting point for like a new Batman franchise since the Nolan films are over, a new Green Lantern franchise since that movie pretty much flopped, a new Wonder Woman franchise since the TV series isn't moving forward, all these different things. But now they're saying that this movie won't have anything to do with anything, that they won't use it as a starting point. It'll be a totally separate thing. The Superman Zack Snyder films won't be involved. Whenever they get around to rebooting Batman, those films won't be involved. Nothing will tie into this movie, which is so dumb.
Yeah, I don't mind it as far as a movie, but I don't think financially it makes any sense for them to do that.
Well, I don't agree with them just crapping out a Justice League movie.
No, I don't think they should do that either.
But if you are going to crap out a Justice League, at least use it to build the other films.
Do something with it.
What are you doing over there? But see, that's the thing with Warner Brothers and these superhero films. They just don't care.
Warner Brothers ball cap.
They just crap this stuff out, man.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I think the Nolan films, they got a fan base. They got lucky that those films got a fan base. Again, I personally am not a huge fan of the Nolan films, but I know there's people out there that like them, but I think Warner Brothers just lucked out there.
They at least got sort of a serious treatment.
Yeah.
I kind of feel they're subpar also, but that it's not like Green Lantern where it was just like, hey, this is a crazy funny
Let's
thing.
Just crap it on out.
Yeah.
So I was talking to Mike about all this, and I said, you know what would be fun is if we did our own dream casts of a Justice League movie. So we cast our own Justice League movie, what we would like, the actors we'd want in the big seven roles.
Yeah.
And then also do the flip side of it and see, like, if we were Warner Brothers execs, like the names that we would throw out.
Yep.
You know, since they are idiots and don't know anything about anything.
Fake Hollywood.
The way they would crap out the film on the opposite end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
All right, so let's do this. Let's start. Let's start and kind of build our way up. I think we kind of know the tiers of superheroes.
Yeah, I think the last two has got to be Superman and Batman.
Yeah, we got to stop it there. And Wonder Woman before that. Okay. I would go. Let's just start off. I'm going to say Martian Manhunter first.
Okay.
Martian Manhunter.
Okay.
You want to go first?
I'll go first.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorite ones. Actually, I thought of as not in human form, right? Does he ever turn into human form?
Well, he can. He shape changes.
Yeah.
He's a Martian, but he turns into Detective John Jones.
Right. So not for John Jones, but for Martian Manhunter.
Yeah.
Pick Dolph Lundgren.
Hey, that's pretty good.
You know, he kind of looks
pretty good.
He kind of looks. Yeah. I mean, he's there.
Yeah, the voice is good for that too.
The voice is good. The face is good. And he can pull off, you know, if he had to have no shirt on, he could just.
Well, there'd be a lot of makeup involved too.
There'd be makeup.
Maybe even CGI, but I wouldn't hope he was not CGI.
No.
Do you want to do?
No.
I'll do my real pick.
Okay.
Okay. I'll do my real pick, and then we'll both do our fake picks for Martian Manhunter.
Oh, okay.
Or our Warner Brothers picks.
Okay.
All right. You may think this is crazy, because we've made fun of this guy before.
Well,
but
I didn't make fun of him for being Martian Manhunter.
No. As far as the voice and sort of the physical look, Vin Diesel as Martian Manhunter. Plus, his acting could work for it, because he kind of acts sort of... It's kind of like almost emotionless.
Yeah, he's a little...
I think it would work for Martian. Martian. Plus, that voice is great. His voice is great for Martian.
He does have a voice that could be used for...
Yeah. So, that's my pick for Martian Manhunter.
All right.
Who do you want to pick? You want to go with this? Who do you think Warner Brothers would cast as Martian Manhunter?
Oh, for my Martian Manhunter, I just had CGI.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's it. There's no need to hire anybody for it.
It's pretty accurate. Let's pay some kid to do a voice, and somebody will do it on the computer.
Pay him $5 million to.
I chose The Rock. Yeah. Like I could see them going, The Rock's popular these days.
Yeah.
He's got muscles. Let's make him the Martian Manhunter.
Right.
Doesn't matter if The Rock's personality doesn't work for Martian Manhunter. He's too funny. Or not, but let's just make him that.
He's too funny.
All right, so let's go Aquaman next.
Aquaman. Yeah, I wasn't sure about this one, but, you know, I picked Ryan Gosling.
Interesting.
Because he's kind of younger. I've seen, you know, he...
Interesting pick.
Lighter hair. He's got lighter hair.
I like it.
I would preface, also, I don't have... I don't watch movies with people that are still alive.
Yeah.
Generally.
Well, you get Team
Beat. I do subscribe to Tiger Beat and Team Beat.
You know what's going on in the world these days.
Right.
That's where you get all your news.
But no, I think it'd be a decent pick.
He's good.
He's pulled off some action. He's good. A good actor.
I will say he is on my list somewhere. Ryan Gosling is. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. You still need to watch Drive. Okay.
Okay, so I chose, and you're not going to know this actor that well.
Okay.
And you might not even know him at all.
That's okay. There's a couple on here.
And this is also where I have to admit something that, you know, I probably admitted on the podcast before that I watched True Blood with my wife.
Yeah, you said that.
I chose Alexander Skarsgård from True Blood. He's the tall,
I like
blonde
his name.
Guy.
I like his name.
He plays Eric, who's one of the vampires.
Eric?
And he plays sort of like this haughty vampire, like he's kind of full of himself, and he's separate from humans and things like that. And I kind of took that... For Aquaman, like he's got the look for Aquaman because he's tall, he's got the blonde hair, and my Aquaman in this movie would be kind of a blend between the comics Justice League Year One Aquaman and Kingdom Come Aquaman, where he doesn't really relate to humans.
This
is kind of standoffish, like a King of Atlantis type thing.
Yeah, I tried not to cast Kingdom Come because that's really what I want to see.
Yeah. I would love to see a Kingdom Come movie.
I would too. So, but mine is kind of leaning towards that.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain characters in here where it's like, okay, well, I have to give you a preface as to why I chose this and what my take on the character is. Yeah. But I think he would play a good Aquaman in that version.
Yeah.
I turned it off. It's the stupid iOS 6.
It doesn't listen to what you want.
I turned down the volume and it should have just gone to silent, and now it doesn't do it.
I hate your phone.
I hate it.
All
right, so I'm going to
No, I'm done. I'm just done.
Okay.
I'll come back.
I'm going to go ahead and do my Warner Brothers pick for Aquaman, and then you can do yours.
Okay.
All right. My Warner Brothers pick for Aquaman is Justin Bieber.
That's good.
Because, you know, he's getting older. He probably wants to get into acting.
He's
this
fresh.
Could be his breakthrough role.
This is breakthrough role.
Let's make him the Aquaman.
He's fresh.
The kids will love the Biebs as Aquaman.
Oh, they love him.
All right, so what's yours? What's your...
Ryan Reynolds.
Hey, there you go.
Just because.
I'll say he also made it on my list somewhere else,
well,
too.
Well, okay.
I'm not going to say where.
I won't either.
Just because.
Yeah, just because.
Yeah.
He's been in, like, two hero movies already.
Yeah.
Okay.
You go with Flash.
Flash.
You want me to go first? You want to go first?
I can go first. We're going in order.
I hate this phone.
I hate your phone.
I got to figure out something here.
You know what? I'm done.
I don't know how to turn
I'm
off.
Done again.
It's frustrating. I'm getting frustrated. What is Do Not Disturb? There's a Do Not Disturb thing on here. I'm going to turn it on.
Why does everything have to be fancy?
I've turned on
Do we're
going to
make
disturb.
It fancy. It doesn't have to be fancy.
I
just
means.
Wanted to turn the volume down.
I don't know what that
That's
means.
That's all. All right, my Flash.
I guess you're going first.
I picked... Well, that's how we've been going.
Oh, okay.
Order,
you just don't care
For Flash, I picked a fellow from a show called Last Resort. Yeah. He's been in other things. I've never seen him, but I came across him today. His name is Scott Speedman. I had to pick him based on his name. I had to pick him.
The Flash.
Yeah.
I get it.
He fits the part. I think he kind of fits. I was just trying to pick a shorter guy. Yeah.
All right, this one was tough for me. Because there's two like major Flashes in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Barry Allen Flash, who is the police, scientist.
He's the police chief.
And yeah, he's the chief of police.
Yep.
That's from Soap, for anybody that wants to know. Chief of police. he's sort of the smarter, kind of... I always thought of him as more of an adult take on Flash.
Yeah.
And then there's the Wally West Flash, who's kind of the jokier type one, who, especially like the cartoon version. So I actually chose two Flashes.
Okay, I'll let it go.
Which is tough, because there was two actors I saw in the role, but I kept thinking, he'd be a better Wally, and he'd be a better Barry. For Barry, I chose Ryan Gosling.
Okay, I can see that. He almost made my Flash, too. Yeah.
For Wally, I chose Chris Pine from Star Trek.
That's good.
Yeah. I think they would both be good Flashes.
That's
just
good.
Just a kind of different take on each Flash. And for my Warner Brothers pick, I chose Ryan Reynolds. Because Warner Brothers would go, we love Ryan Reynolds. There would make no sense for them to make him Green Lantern again.
Right.
But they would go, people will love him as the Flash.
Right.
He should have played the Flash in the first place. And never played Green Lantern.
Shouldn't have been Green Lantern.
But they would not care. Warner Brothers doesn't care.
Our Warner Brothers pick for the Flash was Ryan Reynolds.
He's playing dual roles. He's fast.
I imagine reading those back to back originally. I didn't know we were going back and forth, but yeah.
I ruined your joke.
It's all right. It's okay. It's still funny because you picked him too.
Yeah, I picked him too. I don't like him. I don't like Ryan Reynolds.
No, I don't think he should. I don't think he should be in things.
I'm tired of seeing him. I'm tired of the same Ryan Reynolds persona and everything he does.
You know what?
He works for Diapold.
I don't even know. You know what? I don't even know if I know him. I mean, I don't know if I like him or don't like him. I don't know if I don't like him. He's fine, but you know what? He's in a lot of hero movies, and he's hot right now.
He is hot right now.
Oh, this is what the teens like. Okay.
I love it. Green Lantern?
Green Lantern. This was a hard one for me.
This one was
I couldn't picture anybody but Ryan Reynolds.
Second easiest pick for me.
Couldn't picture anybody but Ryan Reynolds in the role.
You love him in that role.
I couldn't. Yeah. So, I chose Ben Affleck. I went out on a ledge.
Oh, look at that.
Because he did The Town, and it was good. And
he was sort of Superman in Hollywoodland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he almost made my Superman pick, actually. But
I don't think he was a horrible Daredevil, either.
No, I don't think he was. So I just wanted to give him another shot.
There
I wanted to give him another shot. That's all.
I'm assuming you're doing Hal Jordan Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Okay. I chose Bradley Cooper, Face Man in A-Team.
Yes.
Because he's basically Hal Jordan in A-Team, in my opinion. That's the kind of Hal, sort of like, I've got charisma and I'm kind of like with the ladies and all these other things. But also, a hero type towards the end of the movie.
Yes.
That's I've always thought he'd be a good Green Lantern. He's got the look for it. I think he could pull off that kind of persona.
He was on Nate's list, too.
Oh, was he?
I can't remember if he was Green Lantern
He's probably Green Lantern, because me and Nate are...
You do it.
We're like best friends in the world.
I remember when you did that to me.
My Warner Brothers pick, Jonah Hill. he's lost weight. He's funny.
Yeah.
The kids love him nowadays.
Yeah.
He can make some jokes in the film. He'll do funny things
with
the ring.
Good one, yeah.
He's Jonah Hill.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mine was Johnny Depp.
There you go. He's going to be in everything.
People love Johnny. They love putting Johnny Depp in things.
They can't get enough of it.
Oh, he could have a dark ring, and he'll wear some makeup around his eyes. Oh, yeah.
He'll speak with a pirate accent. It'll be funny.
I've got the ring.
Savvy.
Yeah.
I've got a ring, Savvy.
Savvy.
Okay.
Because of pirates.
Go ahead.
This brings us to Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman's.
Ooh, this was a tough one.
This one was tough.
Because here's my... A lot of nice-looking, pretty ladies out there. A lot of nice-looking brunettes out there. She had to be tough, though.
Exactly. I said the same. I discussed this list with Bobby last night.
Good.
I was going over these things with her. I told her all my picks, and I said,
"Did she Did she roll her eyes at you?
No, huh? She was giving me input on this.
Wow, that's good.
And she had some picks too.
That's good.
She mentioned Ryan Gosling, and I was like, I was thinking of him because I think she mentioned him for Aquaman.
Oh yeah.
And I said, I've been thinking about him, but I'm thinking of him as one of the Flashes. But for this one, I was telling her, it's really tough to pick a woman that's, attractive enough to be Wonder Woman, but also has to be tough.
Yeah.
And pull off those kind of roles and not just the damsel in distress type roles. This was tough.
Tough.
We might have the same pick.
We might, but I don't know.
Who'd you pick?
Lena Headey from Terminator
it's
Salvation.
Not the same pick, but yeah. That's good.
Yeah, because she's...
She's been in 300, and she's in
Judge Dredd now,
which comes out this weekend. I didn't realize that even came out this weekend.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I want to go see it, but there's, like, no advertising for that.
Yeah, I can't go this weekend, probably.
I got to go see it. I chose Kate Beckinsale.
That's good.
Yeah. I think she would be a good Wonder Woman.
She would be.
She's got the right look for it. She's done a lot of action-adventure-type roles. Yep. And I kind of buy her as the tough fighting girl. But she's also got, like, sort of, like... The Amazonian princess thing, I think she could pull that off. You know, it's...
Yeah.
But I think your pick could, too. I mean, she'd do great in 300. It's funny, when we did this in the car, Bobby was talking about her picks, and she was saying... to preface this, there's an SNL skit with Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, I wanted to pick her so bad, but I couldn't.
Well, it wasn't her. It's like somebody doing an impression of her.
I wanted her to be in my movie.
I'm adorkable, or something like that, where they were saying, you know, adorable, but she's adorkable. So we say that a lot when we talk about Zooey Deschanel, that she's adorkable.
I happen to agree, and I want to see if I can get her
on the show
to be in my movie. Can we get her on the show? Zooey, come on to the show. No problem.
I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, she's listening.
But, okay, so we're talking about the picks, and Bobby was like, well, I'd pick maybe Zooey Deschanel as Wonder Woman, but maybe is she maybe just too adorkable for it? And Blaze is in the back seat, and he said, nah, she's too a smarmy. He said it backwards, but it worked, because the too adorkable, he said too a smarmy. It was very funny. He did a callback on the too smarmy.
I love it.
I loved it. I cracked up. It was fantastic.
We needed a smarmy to be in the movie.
Okay, so here's my Warner Brothers pick.
All right.
For Wonder Woman, Zoe Saldana, Uhura from Star Trek.
Nice.
I can see them doing that. Them just being like, okay, we're going to change her ethnicity.
That's not far off. Yeah.
She's this. She's hot nowadays, and she could pull off this. Let's make her Wonder Woman.
Right.
I could totally see them doing it.
Yep.
So that's my.
I'm going to exaggerate yours just a little bit, and I picked Wanda Sykes.
Black bracelets. I got the gold bracelets on.
Invisible jet? I can't even find it.
I can't even see it. Where'd I park at? Where my lasso? I want you to tell the truth.
I would see that movie.
I would do it for that. I would do it.
Batman? Why call yourself Batman?
Batman? Look more like a rat man.
I love her voice.
With his ears walking around.
I love it. I want to talk like her all the time.
I didn't say I wanted to be on the show. I wanted to take my place on the show.
Zoe, you're out.
Sorry, Zoe.
Wanda Sykes is in.
Sorry, Zoe.
Okay. All right, here we go. What are you going to do first, Batman or Superman? See, okay, I think we should do Batman first because you ruined my Batman pick.
I agree, and Superman is kind of the leader. I mean,
he's kind of the leader.
He's kind of the leader, yeah.
Okay, I want to give my Batman pick first.
Okay.
When I told Mike about this, I said, I've got my Batman pick ready to go, and I love it. And he ruined it. He ruined my pick.
He
said it out loud. I know who it is. I bet it's this person. And then he said it out loud. Why would you do that?
I did it, yeah.
You ruined my surprise. I was very proud of this pick.
You said, I'm not going to tell you. You told me right after I guessed.
And you guessed it. So I'm not going to lie. What, do you want me to lie to you?
No, I don't.
You want me to lie to one of my acquaintances?
No. Acquaintances, yeah.
For Batman, I chose John Hamm from Mad Men. Don Draper.
Yep.
Perfect choice for Batman.
Yep.
Because he can pull off the look for Batman. I think he's a guy that's in good shape. He's got the look for Batman. But also, if you watch Mad Men, his Don Draper character is very fitting for Bruce Wayne. Because it's like what he puts out there isn't really what he is. And it's just, it's kind of a perfect perfect take for Batman. And you got to move away. Of course, Michael Keaton's always going to be my top Batman.
Yep.
But you got to move away and kind of take it in a different direction.
Yeah, you have to be.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He's got to have a kind of a different take on it than what he did.
Yep.
And that's going to be even tougher when it comes to Superman. I'll have to explain that even more. John Hamm.
John Hamm was Nate's pick also.
Oh, there we go. He'd be a great Batman.
And he said the same thing that I was thinking and that you just said. He fits more with Bruce Wayne than he does with Batman probably. Yeah. But after we said it, I couldn't think of anybody else.
He's fantastic. He's a great actor if you watch Mad Men.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. And I think he can pull off the darkness of Batman too.
Really. Oh yeah, I think so.
And sort of the angst and I think Michael Keaton pulled off the angst and sort of the.
I think he did.
The tormented thing
inside.
A little
brooding, yeah.
Yeah,
a little dark.
But I don't know if Christian Bale ever really pulled off the brooding thing that well.
Are you kidding me? He did that voice.
He did that voice. Yeah.
That was obviously dark.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But John Hamm could do it.
All right. Well, since I knew what your pick was, and I couldn't think of anything else.
Yeah,
you're not. I switched my Superman and Batman picks.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, so now we know that what your Superman pick is going to be.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
Okay, maybe. But my Batman is Ray Stevenson.
Hey, that's pretty good. He's a good actor. I could see him more as Batman than Bruce.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. More Batman than Bruce, yeah. But I have seen him with clean cut, and yeah. You know, it works. He's my mom's calling. Should I answer it?
Ray Stevens, the comedy video classics. Don't look at the. You're talking about that Ray Stevens?
No, Ray Charles.
Oh, okay. Ray Charles. Pick it up. Let's talk to your mom.
And my mom's calling. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Mom. What are you? You in trouble?
Is she in trouble?
Are you getting pulled over?
What, honey?
Are you getting pulled over?
Oh, no, that was me. The one just went by.
Are you in trouble? Are you okay?
Hey,
are you all right?
Can you hear James?
Oh, hey, James.
It's my number one fan on the phone.
Yes, man. I wish I could find an internet where they're
with. Hey, wait a second. Hey, you're on the show.
Yeah, you got to sign a waiver.
Yep.
So you doing a show right now?
Yeah, you're on it. Okay, Mom, we gotta go.
Oh, honey,
all right, thanks.
It's been good having you on.
Bye. Bye.
All right, that was Mike's mom.
All right.
Okay, so Warner Brothers pick Batman.
Warner Brothers. Yep.
Okay.
Warner Brothers bats. I picked Vin Diesel.
Hey, there you
go. That's your guy.
That was my guy from Martian Manhunter.
But I don't think it should be Batman.
Shouldn't be Batman for sure. My pick for Warner Brothers pick for Batman. Robert Pattinson from the Twilight films.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man.
He's older.
I meant to pick him. Yeah. I meant to pick him for Batman.
He can really pull off dark.
I was thinking it all day yesterday, yeah. And then this morning when I went to do my list, I kind of forgot.
Warner Brothers. Don't pick him.
That guy.
Think of this team that Warner Brothers is
putting. I want to comment on this.
Go ahead.
While we're on Robert Pattinson or whatever his name is. I don't know too many actors, so I went to IMDb. And I was like looking up lists and stuff.
Yeah.
And
I love making lists.
And somebody had like 100 sexiest, vote on the 100 sexiest actors or whatever. And just a bunch of dudes in there. So I'm like, okay, I'll get some heroes from here. Like 75 to 80% of them were all these frail looking little wimpy kids with bad haircuts and just kind of like,
it's
me, I'm coming to the rescue. I'm allergic to sunlight. Oh, great. So I just thought it was funny like that these people are now involved.
That's all there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that's a perfect pick for Warner Brothers Batman.
All right, you want to do Supes? You want to go first?
Yeah.
Want me to go first?
Yeah, I want to do Superman first because I picked John Hamm because I can't think of anybody that can pull off the Superman look. I mean, he's got to have a leader mentality. He has to be a big enough dude to, not physically big enough, but big enough to pull off that role.
Chops,
I mean, Superman is not my favorite hero, but he is the hero. He's the superhero.
The first.
Yeah. He is, and I think that he's got the chops to pull it off, and he's got the look with, you know, the haircut and everything.
Yeah.
Although I'd prefer an older, more grizzled Superman.
That's where I'm going.
Like Kingdom Come, and I...
That's where I'm going.
Yeah. Which is why I had Ray Stevenson kind of in there at first, but...
All right, so my pick for Superman...
Yeah.
Now, this one was maybe the hardest for me out of the bunch.
It was the hardest for me.
Maybe the hardest.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I can't see anything but Chris Reeve.
Yeah.
You know, because with Batman, Michael Keaton's obviously my favorite, but there's been a lot of interpretations of Batman.
Yep.
A lot of different actors have played him over the time. So it's kind of easier to see other faces as Batman than it is Superman because Chris Reeve is Superman.
He never wears a mask either, so you don't have that.
He's just Superman.
Yeah.
I mean, he just defined it so much. Even, I mean, I didn't grow up with George Reeve and all that stuff and Kirk Allen and all those things. So for me, it's so hard to see anybody else but Chris Reeve as Superman. Yep. So my thing was, man, I got to try and get away from that Chris Reeve, because that's the huge mistake with Brandon Routh, was trying to make somebody that looks like Chris Reeve. It's not going to work, you know? So I kind of tried to play off the fact that he's the first superhero and would be kind of maybe the oldest of the team. And I kind of tried to play into that aspect of it. I wanted to make him seem like the elder statesman of the group. So I went with an actor that was a little bit older, but could still you know, interact with everybody else. And I chose Dylan McDermott. I don't even know if you know who he is.
He was in The Practice.
He's in American Horror Story, and he is a fantastic actor in American Horror Story.
Man.
He would need to bulk up a little bit. I mean, he's in good shape, and I've never personally thought that Superman has to be a house.
Right, yeah, I don't think so.
I think he's just got to be a guy that's physically fit.
Chris Reeve never was huge.
He was never humongous. Good shape, he was a big guy, but not humongous.
Right.
And I try to think of him, seeing him as Superman and seeing him as Clark, and I think he could work for both roles. Plus, he's got to have a good enough acting chops to go up against John Hamm and look distinctly different from John Hamm.
Yes.
You know, because having them both on the same screen in suits as Clark and Bruce would be kind of tough to pull off.
Right.
And he's I think he's 50 or he's pushing 50, but he doesn't really look it. But you can tell there's some age to him.
Yeah.
So he's my pick. It took me a while to come to that, but I think he would be a good play off the other team, especially if you're gonna kind of try and distance it from the Chris Reeve version.
I'll have to look him up.
You gotta look him up. I trust it. I'm bringing up a pick. Well, why don't you do your Warner Brothers pick while I'm bringing up a picture of it?
Warner Brothers pick?
Yeah.
For Superman. Chatting Talcum.
I also picked Churning Taters for Superman's Warner Brothers pick.
Churning Taters. Oh, he's so hot right now.
I can't believe that. We both picked the same. We work for Warner Brothers.
Yeah, we do.
They're listening to the podcast.
They're picking people. Can we get two people to pick the same thing?
Yeah.
Hire them.
That's 100% something they would do. They would look at what films have come out, and they go, oh, Mighty Mike.
Oh.
He was hot in that, right?
Oh, yeah.
People love him in the 21 Jump Street.
They love him in 21 Jump Street.
He's in good shape, right?
We already got Jonah Hill.
We've got the perfect team. We've got Jonah Hill as Green Lanterns,
mm-hmm.
and we've got Churning Taters as our Superman.
Chalking Talcum.
This is going to be great.
Talcum. Chalk
this.
Talcum.
The fans will eat this up. He was in G.I. Joe, and the fans love that, right?
Yep.
No, the fans will love this, too.
Hey, Lois, do you mind if I come and sweep in and pick you up?
Lois, I'm gonna get you out of here.
I'm gonna get you right out of here.
I'm gonna get you out of here, Lois. Here, okay, this is an old picture, but this is.
Well, yes, I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about now?
Yep.
You see this could be Superman.
I could see that as Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that was it. That was the list. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I would like to hear some feedback on this one. I want to hear other people's picks.
Yeah.
For superheroes, and if
I do too,
totally missed the mark.
I want to see some lists.
If you agree with our Warner Brothers picks, which
who wouldn't?
Nobody should agree with them, but you should agree that Warner Brothers would do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, what do you think?
I think that's good.
Think it's good?
I don't have anything else.
Yeah, it's a half an hour episode.
We've had some long episodes lately.
Our whole thing was we were going to do one every 2 weeks.
Right.
And it was going to be about half an hour long.
Right.
We're trying to keep out about one a week. Maybe one every couple weeks if we take a break.
Yep.
We're always at like a half an hour or more. Let's not overburden them.
I shut off Facebook. Is anybody listening to the show still?
Oh, no. They all give up.
That's kind of what I thought.
They all give up on the show. No, there is.
I shut down my account.
Ryan Porter, who has some podcasts as well, he posted and he was very happy that we'd said that Nemesis was underrated.
Oh.
He was like, that's really cool that you guys said that.
Yeah.
Because it is underrated. So that was nice.
Does he have a Star Trek podcast?
I don't believe so. I think it's mostly comic book related stuff. Although, you know, he has asked me to do some Trek stuff on one of his comic podcasts, which, as soon as I have time to do some of these things, I'd love to pop on.
We barely have time for this, yeah. But
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so, I guess that's it.
All right.
Yep.
This has been Mike and James with Action Features.
Here it is.
Get your cape on.
Yeah. What?
Your cape and your tights. We had a superhero-themed show, I thought.
Cape-ons.
Get your cape on.
Get your cape on.
Yeah.
Put your cape on.
Yeah.
Hey, don't tug on Superman's cape.
Yeah, okay.
Don't spit in the wind.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have anything.
Okay.
All right, so bye.
Tonight's episode has been brought
don't
to you.
Don't do it. That's not yours.
I was going to do
tonight's episode has been brought to you by your friends who like to steal your stuff. Mine's named Mike.
Perfect.
My friend who likes to steal my stuff. Perfect. All right. I'll see you.